I remember as a little boy not being too happy finding out that I had to go to the church on Thursday, not really understanding what this was, this preparation for Easter. I thought Easter was good enough. And then think about it, especially my years in seminary, I've come to appreciate Holy Thursday. It's become one of my favorite days throughout the entire year. We're all very familiar with this day. This is the day that commemorates the Last Supper. We've all seen many pictures of it. We know that they went to an upper room to celebrate Passover, that Jesus broke the bread, and he gave them this great commandment to do this in remembrance of him. We say it every time at Mass, to do it in remembrance of him. This idea of doing it in remembrance of him isn't just sitting around holding hands and thinking fond memories of Jesus. It's not thinking of memories like a picture or a plaque. The word in Greek of remembrance is called anamnesis. It's more of a recreation. That what he commanded them wasn't just to think fond memories of this supper that they were having. It was that they were supposed to recreate it. That they were continued to do this even after he was gone. And one of the great sources for seeing how they actually understood this is what we actually had in the second reading. Second reading came from St. Paul to the Corinthians. Paul was not at the Last Supper. He was not there. And yet, what we hear in the second reading is almost word for word what the three synoptic gospels recall of the Last Supper, almost word for word. So what does that mean? After Paul stopped his persecution of Christians and finally became a Christian himself, that he spent time with Peter. And Peter taught him this meal in which we celebrate today. Peter taught him this meal so fondly that it was literally word for word. And it's something that we carry on right now. One of my favorite things to teach is on the Eucharist. And I put up all three synoptic gospels and then the Eucharistic prayer that we say at Mass. And it's almost word for word the same. That this isn't just a fond memory of Jesus, but this is literally a recreation of what he left us. The apostles didn't know, but Jesus knew that he wasn't going to be with them much longer, and he was giving them a memorial to remember his salvation, the saving act that he did for us. So since this isn't just a memory, this is actually a recreation. This day, the Last Supper, is known for the institution of two incredibly important things for our faith. The first is the Eucharist, that Jesus gave us this Eucharist. And the second is the celebration of the priesthood, that on this night, his apostles were made into priests so that they could continue to offer the sacrifice on behalf of the people for God. So on the feast day of this Last Supper, I'd like to thank Monsignor Schumacher and Father Holkalter for their priesthood, that they've been a great inspiration for me as a young priest. I love being a priest. Absolutely love it. If I had 100 lives, I would choose being a priest every single time. And when we read the gospel, this wasn't just Jesus starting out telling him what to do, but at the end it says that he gave him an example of how they're able to do it. And what does he do? He starts off by serving them. He washes their feet. He serves them. That's the model of the priesthood and how they're supposed to work. The year before a young man is ordained a priest, he's ordained a deacon. This isn't just to help him become familiar with the Mass. It's not so that he can stand a little bit closer to the altar to see how things actually work. The word deacon means servant. It's to instill in that young man that before he's ordained a priest, he's meant to be a servant, that he's meant to serve. And I was actually reminded of this beautiful tradition at our Chrism Mass. It's a very unique tradition that some bishops do, that a priest wears a chasuble. This is his vestment. A deacon wears a dalmatic. They kind of have sleeves on it. And what a bishop will do, and this is what Bishop Kagan did last Monday, was that he will wear a dalmatic, a very thin dalmatic, underneath his chasuble. Almost no one else can see it, except for him, to remind himself that before he was a priest, before he was a bishop, he himself was a servant. And this is what we do today, that on the feast day of the institution of the priesthood, we wash feet, that the priest learns that he's a servant. There's really two things that a priest does. All his types of ministry can be funneled under these two things, that he offers sacrifice on behalf of the people. That's what a priest does. Whether you're a pagan priest or a Christian priest, you offer sacrifice on behalf of the people. And the second thing that a priest does is that he is an intermediary between the people and God. He's an intermediary between the people and God. That this isn't about me as a person. This is about the office of the priesthood. That what is being asked of me is that I'm supposed to be a servant on behalf of you to help you get to heaven. So on this feast day of the institution of the Eucharist and the institution of the priesthood, let us grow in a devotion of the Eucharist, especially which comes at the hands of the priest. So please pray for us. Pray for the young men in this parish who are being called. Help us understand that this isn't about ourselves, that this is about the glory of God and what he's able to do through us, that the priesthood is a beautiful life, and we are always here to serve you.